弟兄姊妹平安。今天我们有一位特别的讲员。
Today we have a very special speaker.
他是我们青少年牧师 Nathan Eda 的父亲。
He's the father of our youth pastor Nathan Eda.
Pastor Shaker.
Pastor Shaker 牧师。
因为他的全名很长，然后我又发音发的不是很准。
Due to the long spelling of his name, I cannot pronounce his name accurately.
所以征得他的允许，我用他的名字，我称他为 Pastor Shaker。
So with his permission, I'll call him a Pastor Shaker.
Pastor Shaker 是在印度孟买省的Chamber Biblical Baptist Church 做主任牧师。
Reverend Shaker is the senior pastor in Chamber Biblical Baptist Church in Bombay, India.
他的教会在1987年的时候成立。也在同时他们成立了一个神学院叫做 Calvary Baptist Bible
His church was established in 1987. In the same year, the church also established a Calvary Baptist Bible College.
然后他是那里的院长。
Reverend Shaker is the president for that Bible College.
今天我们高兴请到他为我们来证道。
Today we are very happy to have a pastor Shaker to give us a sermon.
他的正道的题目是赛跑。
His sermon topic is run the race.
你把时间交给他。
Let's give the time to Reverend Shaker.
Good morning.
早安。
I bring greetings from Chamber Biblical Baptist Church and Fundamental Baptist Ministries.
我把我们在印度的我们这个神学院和我们的教会向您带来热烈的问候。
I want to thank God and each one of you in Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church for giving us this privilege to be with you this morning.
我非常感谢神让今天在座的在安城华人教会的每一位弟兄姊妹给我这个机会来和你们在一起。
I thank God for the opportunity what God has opened or given to our son, Nathan and his wife Jen and Asha to be the part of this congregation.
我也感谢神他为我们开了这给我们一个这样美好的一个机会让我们的儿子 Nathan 能够在这个教会参与服事。
And we are so glad my wife Irene is here.
我今天很高兴我的太太Irene 也在这个今天的会众中。
We are married for 32 years.
我们已经结婚有32年。
And God gave us 3 children.
神给我们三个孩子。
Our older is Nathan.
我们最大的儿子是 Nathan.
And we have our daughter is Naomi.
我们的女儿叫 Naomi.
And she's working in Wayne State University.
她现在在韦恩州立大学工作。
We have little one, Sipora.
我还有一个小的女儿叫 Sipora.
And we have been serving God in the city of Mumbai, India from the year 1981.
他从1981年就在印度的孟买来侍奉神。
God has given us a privilege to be the part of great kingdom of God.
神给我们这个特权，让我们成为他的神国的里边的一员。
It is so amazing to know this year in just in the month of August, we were in Hong Kong speaking in Chinese congregation.
今年真的很奇妙，就是在今年的八月份，我们在香港，为一个华人的教会的会众做布道。
We were also in Singapore among Chinese congregation.
我们今年也在新加坡，也在华人的这个基督徒的会众中和他们在一起。
And all the way God brought us over here to be the part of your fellowship this morning.
今天神又把我带到这里和你们在一起。
And I have a DVD presentation.
我这里边有一个 DVD 的一个介绍。
That's a 9 minutes of presentation.
大概有九分钟的一个节目。
That gives an idea what we are doing with our ministry.
这个介绍会给大家一个简短的一个概念，就是我们在印度我们的施工上做些什么。
As they play, thank you for your attention.
大家谢谢你们能够注意看这个短片。
I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves and the lights and the light.There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save, send the light, send the light.
In Esther 1 verse 1 it says, Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces.Biblically, the country has been in existence since approximately the 6th century B.C. British historian Max Müller dates it back to 1400 B.C. The population of India is second in the world, second only to China, with a population of over 1.1 billion. Population experts predict that by 2015, India will surpass the population of China.65% of the population of India is under 30 years of age. India is the cradle to four religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and Sikhism. The Hindus are pantheistic in their philosophy, and they worship over 330 million gods and goddesses.There are 830 million people in the land of India who follow these religions. There are more than 120 million Muslims.
In 1981, God called Chandrasekhar Ida and Irene to the city of Mumbai, the city of Mumbai with a population of 18 million as the financial capital of India.The city of Mumbai is located in the central western part of India, touching Arabian Sea. In Mumbai, half the population lives in slums. Lord led us to this city. We started church planting in the year 1981. The vision of Fundamental Baptist Ministries of India is to evangelize, edify, and equip the believers. In evangelism,In the year 1981, the church planting ministry started the children's ministry in four different locations. In less than a year, over 150 children were involved in regular Bible studies. By the year 1989, we were able to establish 13 churches in and around the city of Mumbai. As we continued our ministry, we felt the need to train young peoplefor the church planting ministry. In the year 1989, we started Calvary Baptist Bible College as an extension ministry of Chembur Biblical Baptist Church. The first student body constituted 5 students. From 1989 till 2001, Calvary Baptist Bible College ran its classes in rented facilities in suburbs of Mumbai.The college moved to 11 different locations in the span of 11 years. In the year 2001, college is relocated to Karjat, which is 60 miles from downtown Mumbai. Now college has 120 students and 11 faculty members. Besides our faculty, we have pastors and teachers from the United States teaching the courses. The March 2007, we graduated 32 students. Students get many opportunities to serve God through the local church. During summer ministry, our students are involved in various outreach ministries with the local churches. They involve in preaching and teaching, outreach and evangelism. This student body coordinates with 55 pastors and 120 churches which are established through Fundamental Baptist Ministries, India. To give an example, David Raju is a graduate of Calvary Baptist Bible College. He worked as a faculty for 5 years. In the year 2002, he had a burden for his own people. He left his teaching position and went to his village to plant a church among upper caste Hindus. Team of students went during summertime and helped him in outreach ministries. Now, David Raju has 25 baptized believers in his church. The church in Mumbai raised monies to build a church for David Raju. Now, these believers worship the Lord in their new facility. Likewise, the ministry in Himalayas, in the state of Sikkim, one of our graduate Daniel went to Sikkim and planted 2 churches and is working among the tribal people who live in Sikkim. He hails from the same area and he went back to the same location to plant churches in Himalayas. Our goal is to train young people for the ministry and plant more churches. In the next 15 years, we want to see local independent Bible-believing churches being established in the major cities of India.
We have been praying about starting a children's home for almost 4 years, and the Lord wonderfully brought to us 5 kids whose father was no more, and they were living in a shack with their sickly mother. And we have taken them into Bethesda Children's Home in June 06. Today we have 35 children and we take care of their education and physical, social and spiritual needs. The need is great, but we have seen the joy in the lives of these children after coming to Bethesda. Please pray for these kids as we show them the love of Christ by teaching them the Word of God every day.
Hello, I'm George Dalper. My wife and I were in India for 4 months helping at the Bible College and speaking at the churches. We were tremendously blessed to be able to teach classes that teachers that were there needed some new ideas in teaching them. Also able to partner with the school to provide software for the college in learning how to study Greek and Hebrew as well as study the scriptures, and then teach the faculty in the use of that software. We were tremendously blessed by our time and the quality of students and teachers, and can recommend the school very highly for those here in the United States who would either desire to go and visit and help teach some of the classes, or simply to help from the United States with funds to provide for the school in many ways. The students were outstanding, especially willing to go in places that few people would go and sacrifice to be able to get churches started throughout India. It was truly an exciting time, and one that is the beginning of a ministry that my wife and I will be having in the years ahead.
By the generous giving of God's people, we are able to complete the academy building. This two-story building houses male students and classrooms. We want to thank each one of you for generously supporting this project.
We have 30 girls in Calvary Baptist Bible College. The girls live in a part of classroom building. We are looking forward to build a separate girls' dormitory. This will cost us $200,000. Please pray along with us as we wait on the Lord. We thank you very much for helping us in the past.
Thank you for your attention.
谢谢你们看这个短片。
We have a recent newsletter which will be available for you at the end of the service. It will be laid at the table and at the back. And you can have this one at the end of the service and pray for us.
我们有一个这个一个我们关于我们 ministry 关于我们这个施工的一些资料，一会儿会放在后面。希望大家为我们祷告。
We have our prayer cards. You can pick it up and feel free to take one and pray for us, please.
我们有一个祷告的卡，欢迎大家能够取一张卡为我们祷告。
Pray for our children's home as we raise some monies to build dining hall and other facilities for our children in Bethesda Children's Home.
为我们儿童的施工，尤其是说儿童的这个宿舍。的需要祷告，所以我们可以能够继续我们的儿童施工，能够教养这些孩子。
It will cost us almost $200,000 to complete the project.
我们这个施工可能是这个要建这个宿舍，大概需要200,000的资金。
I would appreciate your prayers for this project, please.
我非常感谢你能够为我们这个施工来进行祷告。
This morning.If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 1 to 3.
今天早上，如果你们带了圣经，请大家翻到希伯来书12章。我们今天要读从第一节读到第三节。
As we turn our Bibles, shall we all stand in honoring God's word to read this passage?
大家，请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
I'll ask our sister to read it in Hindi, please.
节省时间，我来直接用中文来，我们大家一起读。希伯来书十二章一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得灰倦灰心。
Shall we look to the Lord in a word of prayer, please?
我们
Lord, thank you once again for this day.
神，感谢你给我们这样一天。
Thank you for this fellowship of these believers who are redeemed with your blood.
感谢你把这些信徒带在一起。
As we meditate upon your word this morning,
当我们今天读你的话语。
Continue to speak to us, O God.
神，请你继续看顾我们。
O Spirit of God, touch each one of our hearts through your word.
请让你的话语能够摸到我们的心。
Thy name may be glorified through the preaching of your word.
我们
In Jesus' precious name we ask.
因神宝贵的名，我们向请我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. As Bible-believing Christians, we believe this book, Bible, is God's inspired word.
作为基督徒，我们相信圣经是神所赐的话语。
From Genesis to Revelation is it's God's word.
从创世纪到启示录，这是神赐给我们的话。
And the Bible says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, my word shall not pass away."
神告诉我们，就是世界会逝去，但是我的话语永远会永存。
From this book, we go to the book called Hebrews.
从这本书我们翻到希伯来书。
This is one of the letters, what scholars believe, written by Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗写的书信中的一篇。
Apostle Paul was writing this letter, to Jewish believers.
使徒保罗把这封信的他写信的对象是当年的那些犹太人里边的信徒。
The Jewish believers were saved from the Jewish religion. They accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
这些犹太人的信徒是从他们犹太那些原来的律法里边被救出来，成为接受耶稣基督作为他们救主的一些子民。
When they became Christians, they faced a lot of persecution, a lot of problems.
当他们成为基督徒之后，他们受到了很多迫害，遇到很多问题。
That happens in India, that happens in China, and other parts of the world too.
同样的事也现在在印度，在中国，在世界各地也在照样的发生。
When they were being persecuted, when problems came into their life, they were so discouraged, they left Christianity and going back to Jewish religion.
当他们受到迫害的时候，他们生活中受到了很大的困苦，所以就有些人就会放弃他们的信仰，回到他们原来的犹太教的信仰中。
These people are discouraged in their life.
这些人呢，受到了很大，他们的信心受到很大挫败。
Then Paul is encouraging these people through this letter.
使徒保罗通过这些书信来鼓励这些信徒。
And as Paul is encouraging them, he's trying to explain them, Judaism is not equivalent to Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗在这些信徒的这些书信中解释到， 犹太教和我们的基督教是不一样的。
He is presenting Christ as superior over Judaism.
他在这里边介绍到，这里讲到我们的主耶稣基督是超越一切犹太教所讲的。
He's telling them Christ is better than angels.
他讲到， 耶稣基督要比那些天使还要高。
He's telling them he's better than Moses, whom these Jewish people were worshipping.
他也讲到耶稣， 主耶稣基督也比摩西更高， 因为这些犹太人呢，一直在敬拜摩西。
He's explaining them he's better than Aaronic priesthood.
他也讲到耶稣比所有的这些神职人员都要高。
He's explaining Christ is superior, sovereign God.
讲到耶稣基督是我们神圣的神，神圣的主。
And this section, what we read, begins in chapter 10, verse 38 onwards.
在这一章里面，从第十节开始。
And chapter 11 is called the chapter of faith.
从第十一章被称作信心的一章。
He has given a lot of people as an example of faith. In chapter 11,
在希伯来书第十一章， 保罗列举了很多人， 作为我们信心的榜样。
And as it comes to chapter 12,
当他来到这个希伯来书第十二章的时候，
he is encouraging these believers.
他来鼓励这些信徒。
And he's telling them to run the race.
他告诉他们一起来参加这个赛跑。
Running the Christian race is compared as a Christian life is compared as a race in this passage.
他讲到这基督徒的生活被比成一个像一个赛跑一样。
In the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24 tells us, Know ye not that they which run in the race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain.
在哥林多前书9章24节讲到， 岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑， 但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得到奖赏。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 7.
在加拉太书第五章七节。
He said that he did run well. Who did hinder you that he should not obey the truth?
这里说到，你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 16.
在腓立比书2章16节。
He said, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
The Christian life here is compared as a running race.
这里边把基督徒的生命比成一个赛跑。
As you run the race,
当你跑的时候，
He's encouraging these believers to take care of certain things.
他这里在鼓励这些， 信徒们要注重几点。
First he's telling, there are three things we are going to look. Number one, he's telling them, look around the winners.
这里他提醒我们看几点。首先一点就是说， 你, 四周看一看，看一看这些得胜的人。
He's telling them in verse 1, Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about this so great a cloud of witnesses.
在这里讲到，你看，回头看一下这些众人作为你们的见证人。
And sometimes we think that, you know, we are only the people who are Christians, we are running the race, and we are suffering.
这里边有的时候我们会认识到，只有说我们基督徒在跑这个赛跑，只有我们是在进行在为这些受苦。
Like you and me, there are thousands and millions of people around the world who are suffering for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
像你和我一样，在世界上有成千上万的人也是在追求神的追求神的信仰，也是为我们的信仰在受苦受难。
Just 3 months back,
三个月以前
，in India, in one of the towns,
在印度
，as believers were worshiping like this, over 100 believers,
大概有100多人在一个房间，在一个房子里边敬拜神。
Suddenly, group of 25, 30 people came.
突然有一群25人到30人左右的一群人过来。
They beat the pastor.
他们来把这个牧师揍了一顿。
They beat women and children.
他甚至这些人甚至来鞭打那些妇女和儿童。
They burned down the Bibles.
他把这些圣经都烧掉。
And they destroyed the church.
通过这些，他们把这个教会来毁掉。
They walked away from there.
然后呢，干完这些坏事之后，他们就走掉了。
What can you do?
你能做些什么？在这种情况下
，We have to just keep looking to the Lord.
我们只能说是定睛在神的身上。
Believers, we are encouraged this morning that before we could suffer, we have a great cloud of witnesses as who have suffered like you and like me.
信徒们，当我们在受苦的时候，我们要看到在世界上有成千上万的人和我们一样在经历同样的苦难。
The Greek word cloud, which is used over here, is not a small cloud. It is a big cloud covering whole horizon.
这里边在希腊语里边的这个云，不是指我们通常想象的那种简单的天空的一朵云彩，而是指那种就是充满天空天地的很大的、没有边际的很大的那种云。
There are innumerable people like a cloud who have suffered for Jesus Christ and finished the race.
这里讲到，就像这个不可没有边际、看不到形状这样的很大很大的云的包围下，我们有这么多的证人、见证人，为主耶稣的信仰
surrounded by those people.
那么你在这些作为一个信徒，你被这些人包围。
And the word which is used is witnesses.
这里边用到的词是证人。
What does this witnesses mean?
这里面证人是什么呢？
This word comes from a word which English word comes as a martyr.
这个词呢是在从它的词源是从 martyrs 过来，在英语里面这个词。
The man who testifies or who can testify, who is willing to give his life.
这个讲到说是这个人是作为见证通过各种方式进行见证，甚至说以至于给出他的生命。
So we have to look through these people.
我们有这些人和我们在一起。
And they are an encouragement for us.
他们这些人成为我们信心的一个极大的鼓励。
As we look around,
当我们环顾四周
，we look to the people who have completed the race.
我们看那些已经完成这个竞赛、这个赛跑的这些人。
And we bow down for them for their faithfulness.
我们向他鞠躬，然后感谢他们，真是非常的，看他们完成了这些奔跑的这个过程。
Second, we need to be inspired by these people.
我们被这些人激励。
And we should be encouraged by these people.
我们被这些人所鼓励。
We should overcome that kind of difficulties in our life by looking at their life, at their faithfulness.
看到他们的生命，看到他们的信仰。让我们知道我们有力量去克服我们今天遇到的所有的挑战。
That's why they're saying, look unto these people.
所以说经文里面告诉我们看这些人。
Their pathway was not easy.
他们的跑的过程中是很辛苦的。
In chapter 11, it explains Abel died for the sake of his faith.
在第十一章讲到很多人这些人为了他们的信仰而献出了生命。
Noah preached for 120 years, nobody got saved, only his family.
这些讲到
Noah preached for 120 years, and nobody got saved.
诺亚当年向大家传道传了120年，没有人得到没有人得到解救。
Only his family was saved.
只有诺亚自己的家庭得到了得到神的救赎。
Abraham went through difficulties in his life.
亚伯拉罕在他的生命中经历了很多苦难。
Joseph suffered for his testimony.
约瑟也通过他的生命也经历了很多苦难。
Moses suffered for his testimony.
同样，摩西也经历了同样的苦难。
There are many people who suffered for that testimony, and it is telling us the pathway, a Christian life.Is not a cakewalk.
这些人向我们做见证说，他们在生命中为了他们的信仰是受到了很多的苦难，也是告诉我们这个基督徒的生命不会说是一帆风顺，也会经历很多的苦难。
It's not just gathering on Sunday or on Wednesday on any other day and have fellowship and walk away from that place. That's not Christian life.
这里告诉我们，这个基督徒的生活不是说我们星期天来到教会，然后我们可能在周间某一天大家有一些聚会，然后欢欢喜喜的离开。我们基督的生命不只是这一些。
In our country, people have in our churches there's a feel good factor. That means they come on Sunday, they feel very good spiritual.
在我们这个印度的教会，大家有一个词说是让你感觉很好的这么一个因素，也就是说，教会星期天你来崇拜，走之后你心里感到欢欢喜喜，很高兴。
For some, it is a ritual.
对很多人确实是这样的。
Oh, I got to go to church. I'll sit for 10 minutes and go back home.
然后有些人看说看表说，哎，我要去教会，去教会，我去大概十分钟，然后我就回家了。
They said, "Phew, we made it for the church today, at least for 10 minutes."
说他们很高兴说，哇，终于今天去教会了，至少我待了十分钟。
That is not Christian life.
这不是我们所讲到的基督徒的生活。
The Christian life is having relationship with God, with Jesus Christ, on a daily basis.
我们讲到的基督徒生活是仰望神，与神有一个亲密的关系，不是只是一时，而是指每时每刻每天。
Every day walking with Jesus, reading His Word, obeying His Word, learning to live as a testimony for Jesus Christ.
就是每一天我们读神的话语，然后把神的话语活出来。让神的生命在我们生命中得到彰显。
It's one step at a time.
而是一步步的在跟神向前行走。
Many people from our country, from Nepal, they go to climb Mount Everest.
在我们国家，很多人在尼泊尔那个附近的话，他们爬一个很高的一个山。
We have ministry in mountains, Himalayan mountains.
我们有那个喜马拉雅山。
It is not easy to climb mountains.
爬山是一个很辛苦，不是很容易的一件事。
But if you take one step at a time,
如果你注重一步一步的向前走
，and walk for 1 hour, walk for 30 minutes, and rest and walk, you will be able to climb a mountain.
你能走一小时，走半小时，累了休息一下，最后你坚持下去，你一定会爬到山顶。
So it's saying that the Christian life, the pathway, is not easy when you are running the race.
这里就告诉我们，基督徒的生活，这整个的过程。不是很容易的。当你跑这个赛跑的过程中，你会经历很多的苦难。
The first one we have, say we are encouraged to look around.
这里边告诉我们，鼓励我们看环顾周围，看那些已经跑完赛跑的这些得胜者。
Second thing.
第二点。
You're encouraged to look at yourself.
也就是说，回头看看我们自己。
What do you mean by that?
这里边讲什么意思呢
？Looking unto ourselves.
回头仔细地检视自己。
Chapter 12 verse 1 tells us, Therefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us, it is including the author, Apostle Paul, let us lay aside every weight and sin which that so easily beset us.
在希伯来书12章1节讲到，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担。脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And as we run the race,
我们在跑这个竞赛的跑赛跑的过程中
we have to take care of ourselves.
我们必须要好好照顾自己。
And suppose they come and ask me to run marathon in Ann Arbor tomorrow.
是假设哪一天有人来跟我说，明天你就去到 Ann Arbor 这个地方去跑这个马拉松。
I cannot run.
我没有办法。
Why?
为什么？
Lot of weight around my waist.
看一看我这个腰间有很多的包袱。
If I run for 5 minutes a day,
我跑五分钟大概就会气喘吁吁。
That's what he's telling here.
这里边就告诉我们是用这个作为比喻。
He's telling.The weight means here superfluous flesh.
这个告诉我们这里的包袱就是说你身上背了很多不必要的那些累赘。
So you got to keep yourself fit.
你必须要把你自己在精神上像精神上很健康。
What is the weight he's talking here?
身体健康精神上要健康。
What is the weight he's talking here?
这里边他谈到这些累赘是指什么呢这些包袱。
He's telling, be careful of Satan's traps.
他提醒我们一定要小心撒旦为我们设立的那些陷阱。
What is a trap?
什么是陷阱啊?
In our country, when people go for hunting,
在我们国家很多人去打猎。
If they are catching birds,
他们有的时候去抓鸟。
They spread a net.
然后在树底下放很大的一张网。
They put some grains over there.
然后扔上很多的一些谷物。
They go and wait in the bush.
他们躲到这个树林里面。
Birds come.
鸟们就过来吃食。
For the food. For the food.
鸟过来吃那些撒在上面那些谷物
trapped in the net.
然后呢在吃食过程中就被这个网给笼住了
In Mumbai there are a lot of rats
在孟买有很多的耗子
And you know cats will get scared of rats in Mumbai
在孟买我们有一个很奇怪的事情就是猫很害怕老鼠
And in Mumbai if they catch one they lay so many trapsIf you catch one rat and give it to municipality, you'll be given some money.
在孟买这些有这么多的老鼠，以至于如果你抓到一只老鼠，把它带到这个市政府，他们会给你一些钱。
So we lay different traps for them to catch them.
所以我们放各种各样的那些小的那个陷阱，老鼠夹子来抓老鼠。
Likewise, our enemy Satan is laying so many traps for us to catch.
类似的情况下我们的敌人撒旦也放下很多很多不同的陷阱让我们能掉进去
so we have to be very careful
所以我们这里要非常的小心
be careful of the weight of your own spiritual life
首先呢要非常小心你自己身上你的属灵生命中的那些包袱
the Bible tells us every weight and sin
圣经告诉我们 要放掉那所有的那些累赘和包袱放掉所有的罪
What is the weight we are carrying?
我们身上背上什么一些负担哪些包袱呢
What is the thing which is hindering us?
有哪些事情阻碍我们的属灵的生命的成长呢
In our country the education system is very competitive
在我们国家这种教育系统非常竞争性非常强
And our school system is 10 years of schooling 2 years of junior collegeAnd 3 years of college for undergrad degree.
在我们国家是十年的基本教育，然后两年的那种专科教育，然后再往上是大学教育。
We follow British system.
我们跟踪的是那些英国的教育系统。
If you want to go to medical school or engineering college, you should always have 90 plus, A plus, all the time from 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th standards.
你要如果是想学工程或者是想学医学你的成绩要一直是非常非常高要在90分以上一直保持下来才有希望
So in our churches
在我们教会
When children are growing
孩子们成长的时候
It's very difficult for parents to balance Christian life
对这些家长来说是很难在基督徒的生活中能够寻求一个平衡
I'll give an example to you
we 这里举一个例子。
In Mumbai, you have to work very hard in order to have a house.
在孟买你要非常非常努力的工作你才能够有希望能够买一个房子。
House is very expensive.
在孟买的房子非常的贵。
If you want to rent a place, you need to have 10 months rent as deposit.
如果你想在孟买租一个地方你需要十个月的租金作为抵押才能够租一个住处。
You must have 2 months rent as brokerage.
然后两个为了去付你的那些中介人，你要付两个月的那种租金来作为中介费。
You must give one rent as an advance, as an advance month rent.
然后还要再提前付一个月的那个租金作为预付。
That means if you are renting a house for $1,000, you need to pay upfront $13,000 in order to get into the house.
所以打个比喻，假如说你的房子需要一个月1000块钱，你就在租房子之前，你就要大概有13000块钱。来做好准备去租这个房子。
And land is premium in Mumbai.
在孟买这个土地是非常非常贵的。
There is no land at all.
这个寸土寸金的地方基本上没有任何土地。
People sell apartments.
人们都住在那种高层的那种公寓里边。
And at an average middle class, if you want to buy an apartment of 1,000 square feet,in a middle class area, not in a high area, not in very low area, in a middle class area, it will cost you almost $500 per square foot.
在孟买，就是对一个中产阶级的一个家庭，在一个中产阶级这个区域，假如你想买一个那种公寓，也就是大概有1000尺左右的公寓，它的价钱相当于大概每个平尺需要500块钱，这价钱是非常昂贵的。
People are struggling to pay their house rent and to buy mortgage. A husband and wife working very hard.
所以人们为了生活而奔波，为了他们房子，所以来挣扎，来努力工作付房费。所以每个人的生活都是非常非常的忙碌。
Children are studying very hard. They go to school in the morning. They come back late night. They go for private tuition. They go for some other practice. They have some kind of music. They are very busy.
所以孩子们更是辛苦，他们从早上去上学校，很晚才回来，之后还有很多课外的活动，还要学音乐，所以孩子们非常非常的忙。
Where do you keep Christ in your life in such kind of busy schedule?
在这么忙的生命中，神在你们生命中是什么位置？那你把神放在什么样的一个情况下，什么样的位置中
？With my experience in our church, I can tell you, people who neglected God's word.And Christ and spiritual life and pursued the worldly pursuits have lost their kids to the world.
在我们教会我可以跟大家讲，我们有很多的会众，他们为了追求世界上的这些事情，然后呢忽略了属灵的生命，忽略了神的话语，最终他们的孩子，他把这些孩子都输给了世界。
I want to tell you about a boy called Reginald. His name was Reginald. We call him as Reggie. Reggie was 1 year junior to our son Nathan.
我这里讲一个孩子，他名字叫 Reggie. 这个 Reggie 比我儿子 Nathan 小一岁。
Very brilliant boy.
非常非常聪明。
He scored straight A's.
他基本上所有的成绩都是 A.
He went and got a good undergrad degree in hotel management.
他得了一个。What management?
Hotel management.
Hotel, oh. 他在本科时候拿到了一个旅馆管理的一个学位。
It's one of the premium institutions.
他的学校是我们一个非常非常有名的一所院校。
He went to London.
然后他去了伦敦。
He got his master's degree.
拿到了那个硕士学位。
He came back to Mumbai.
然后回到孟买。
Today, Reggie is...In Calvary Baptist Bible College, we are trying to take care of him because he has become a drug addict. He has lost his life.
今天他回到孟买，他现在就在我们的加利利的我们的这个圣经学院，我们在照顾他。为什么？他已经成为一个吸毒者，是一个毒瘾不可自拔的一个人，所以我们在照顾他。
With the burden about their son's life, his mother passed away. She died.
他的母亲心里边为这个儿子的失丧伤心不已，所以他妈妈已经过世。
Daddy's alone. Daddy's alone. His father is alone.
所以说他的现在他父亲是自己成为官夫。
Now we are trying to bring back Reggie to God.
所以我们这个教会现在是正在着重把 Reggie 这个孩子重新带到神面前。
In the span of 7 years, Satan has laid him a trap. He said he went out because they neglected God's word and obedience to God in their life.
在这些年中，七年中，这个 Reggie 一直在追求属世的生活，陷入了撒旦设的陷阱中。 他的父母忽略了神的话语，所以说他输给了世界。
What is your weight?
说你的生命中，属灵生命中，你的包袱是哪一些呢？
It could be our education.
也许是我们的教育。
It could be our job.
也许是我们的工作。
It could be pursuit of money.
也许是说对金钱的追求。
Anything which hinders our Christian life.
那些不管是哪些事情，那些如果是把我们像捆绑一样，阻止我们过一个属灵的生活，这些都是我们的包袱。
Anything which takes away your time reading God's word and prayer and fellowship with God is a trap for you.
那些我们可以看到，不管是哪些事，这些事情如果把你从神的读神的话语上面，对属灵的生命追求上面，把你从上面引开。 这些事就成为你属灵生命中的一些陷阱。
Now we are reminded here that lay aside these things and let us run with patience.
这里面提醒我们，虽然有这些陷阱在我们的路上，我们还是要耐心、积极忍耐的去跑我们的竞赛跑。
Don't stop.
不要停止。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Keep moving.
继续往前走。
You will win one day.
终于有一天，你一定会赢这个赛跑。There
are going to be difficulty. There are going to be problems.
你在路上会遇到很多的难处，会遇到很多的挑战。
Raising kids, raising family is difficult. It's not an easy cakewalk.
养育孩子，支持一个家庭，不是一件容易的事情。
I appreciate our young people. They are going through a lot of temptations in their life more than you and me.
我这里边很理解我们的年轻人，他们在生命中可能经历的那些引诱。 因些那些陷阱，可能比我们当年经历的还要多。As
parents, as leaders, we need to support them.
作为父母，作为这个教会的领袖，我们需要支持我们的年轻人。It's
very easy to say he's no good, no good boy. Leave him now.
很容易说这个孩子不是什么好孩子，不管他了。Oh,
there is no hope in this girl. Leave her.
这个女孩子没希望，别管她了。Name
my brothers. They are our children. They are our brothers and sisters. Put your arm around them and encourage them.
作为弟兄姐妹们，我们要把我们自己放在他们周围，来拥抱他们的生活，不要放弃他们。We
need to exercise patience as we keep moving forward in our life.
在我们往前走的时候，我们要一定要操练我们忍耐的这个功课。Exercise
the patience. Let us run the race with patience.
让我们能够操练我们忍耐坚持的功，让我们这个品德得以发挥。Let
us look at the third thing quickly.
我们很快的看一下第三点。
Look at Jesus Christ.
我们定睛在耶稣身上。
Looking unto Jesus, verse 2, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured cross, despising the shame, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 2.
Yeah. 希伯来书12章第2节, 仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣, 他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱, 忍受了十字架的苦难, 便坐在神宝座的右边。
Keep looking to Jesus Christ.
定睛在主耶稣身上。
He is our goal in this race.
他是我们的目标。
Let us keep looking unto the goal.
然后他是我们生命中这个赛跑的终极的目标。 让我们注目在这个目标上面。
Years back in world soccer match.
在多少年前在这个一个足球赛中。
I think France lost.
法国在那场球赛中输掉了。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Instead of hitting the opposite goal, they hit a self goal.
你知道为什么输了吗？ 因为他们没有说把球踢进对方的球门，而是踢进了自己的球门。
We need to focus on goal.
所以我们要看到，定睛在这个目标上面。
What is your goal?
你的生命中目标是什么？
In our spiritual life, there is no other goal. Looking unto Jesus.
耶稣基督才应该是我们的生命的目标。
He's not just like a goal there, goalpost there.
他不是说只是一个球杆的一个球门。
He started the race.
他开始了这个生命的赛跑。
He completed the race.
他完成了这个生命的这个赛跑。
He's standing as a winner over there.
他成为一个得胜者在终点。
So he endured all things in the race what he needed to endure in the world.
他经历的所有赛跑者所经历的所有的挑战和困难。
Overcame every temptation, every obstacle, and finally won the race for us on the cross of Calvary.
他克服了所有的引诱，所有的苦难，所有的挑战。他赢得了这个赛跑，他在那终点。
Let us run the race.
让我们努力地赛跑.
He is our goal. Keep looking unto Jesus Christ.
他是我们的榜样, 他是我们最终的目标, 让我们定睛在主耶稣身上.
Keep meditating on the life of Christ.
让我们, 默想基督的生命.
Keep meditating upon the suffering of Jesus Christ.
让默想基督的受难.
He suffered the cross.
他忍受了十字架的苦难.
He suffered the pain and agony for your sake, for my sake, on the cross.
他在十字架上为了你，为了我经历那些苦难、那些折磨。
He shed every drop of his blood for your sins and for my sins.
他的血的每一滴是为了你和我的罪而洒。
And he finished. He won the race for us.
他完成了这个赛跑，他为了我们所有的人赢得了这个赛跑。
If you look unto him,
如果你定睛在他的身上,
we will reach that goal.
我们一定会达到那个目标。
We will be victorious soldiers of Jesus Christ.
我们将来一定会。 得胜者像基督一样成为一个得胜者.
Let us encourage ourselves.
让我们鼓励自己.
Let's continue to pray for one another.
努力为彼此为大家代祷, 互相代祷.
Let us not neglect our lives. Let us not neglect our spiritual life.
让我们不要忽略我们的属灵生命.
I want to tell you a story before I close.
我这里给大家讲一个故事.
Years back, there were great runners in Olympic running race. One is from Canada, Ben Johnson, if you can remember. Second one was Carl Lewis.
多少年前，在这个马拉松赛跑中，有两个非常伟大的这个长跑，一个叫 Ben Johnson, 一个叫 Carl Lewis.
They both were really at each other, telling that they are going to win the race.
他们当年两个人都互相的比赛，说我一定会赢这个赛跑.
The time came.
最终跑赛的这个比赛时间来了.
Gunshot.
枪响之后,
they started running.
他们开始跑,
they started running.
他们开始跑,
as they started running,
当他们开始之后,
Carl Lewis was ahead of Ben Johnson.
Carl Lewis 在 Ben Johnson的前面,
when they are coming to the finishing line, close to the finishing line,
当快到终点的时候,
for a minute, for a second,
大概最后的一分钟,一秒钟的时候,
Carl Lewis took off his eyes from the finishing line and looked at Ben Johnson, where is he coming?
这时候卡尔路易斯用他的眼角往后斜看 Ben Johnson在什么地方。
As for a split second, he took off his eyes to look to Ben Johnson.
在这瞬间，他把他眼睛从他的目标上转开，偷偷的斜眼看 Ben Johnson在他后面什么地方。
In the split second, Ben Johnson overtook Carl Lewis, and he won gold on that.
就在那个瞬间的刹那间， Ben Johnson冲过去，成为了这个赛跑的赢家。
I think some of you, if you have seen, you can remember this.
所以希望，我就不知道你大家记不记得这个故事。
Carl Lewis lost gold medal for sidetracking, taking his eyes from the finishing line for a split second.
Carl Lewis 当时就是因为把他的眼从他的目标上转开，那么刹那的瞬间，他把这个跑比赛输掉了。
We cannot take our eyes off from Jesus Christ.
这提醒我们说，我们不能把我们的眼目从耶稣基督的目标上面移开。
That's why we are encouraged, looking unto Jesus.
所以说，这里鼓励我们说，我们要一定要定睛在主耶稣身上。
Let us run the race with patience.
让我们以忍耐来跑我们这个生命的这个赛跑。
Jesus Christ overcame all temptations, even the death of the cross, and became as a resurrected Savior for us.
耶稣基督克服了所有的引诱，所有的挑战，克服了所有的罪，他成为一个得胜者，成为一个复活者。
Do you know this Jesus Christ?
你认识这位耶稣吗？
Do you have a relationship with him?
你和这位主耶稣基督有个人的关系吗？
Is there any time in your life you have repented of your sin and said, Jesus Christ, you are a true and living God. There is none other God in the world. You are my Savior. Please save me from my sins.
在你生命中的某一刻，你有没有真的是向神说，你向神忏悔你的罪，说主耶稣，你是我唯一的救主，我向你忏悔我的罪，只有你是一个真正的唯一能够解救我的人。
I was born and raised in a Christian home.
我是生长和长大在一个基督徒家庭。
I was very active in the church.
我当时在教会呢，非常参与，积极的参与。
But I was not saved till the age of 14.
但是呢，我只有在14岁的时候才真正的得救。
At the age of 14, a preacher preached from the Word of God.
在14岁的时候，我读神的话语。
From Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29.
在耶利米书23章23节。
God touched my heart.
19节。
I gave my life to Jesus Christ on that day.
神用他的话语摸到了我的心。那一天，我把我的生命给了神。
From that day onwards, I became a child of God.
从那一天开始，我成为神的一个儿女。
Now I'm 55, 41 years. Lord has been gracious enough to allow me to run this race.
我今年55岁，41年了。神是这样的，充满了恩典，允许我在他的这个神国里边跑这个赛跑。
I won't say per se it is a successful race.
我不能说现在是一个 success， 是一个非常成功的一个比赛。
There are time of discouragement.
在有些时候，我也会遇到很多的挫折，很多的
times of failure.
有的时候有一些失败
times of disappointment.
有的时候很多失望
but go back to God.
但是在这个时候，我总是回到神的面前。神啊，请你帮助我。
Please strengthen me.
请你帮助我。
Keep looking at more.
然后我一直定睛在主的耶稣身上，我继续向前跑。
Run the race with patience.
在这个生命这个过程中努力的赛跑。
Are you in the race?
你在这个赛跑中吗？
If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are in the race.
如果你已经接受了主耶稣基督作为你的救主，那你已经在这个赛跑中了。
If you are not accepted,
如果你还没有接受主耶稣基督，
I beseech you in the name of Jesus Christ to turn from your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
我今天鼓励你接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主，加入这个赛跑。
Those of us who are saved, born again, let us run this race, looking unto Jesus.
对那些已经得救、重新得救的人，让我们一起来努力的完成这个赛跑，一起定睛在主耶稣基督向前跑。
He is our goal.
主耶稣基督是我们最终的目标。
Three things we have seen.
我们看到三件事情。
Looking around at the winners.
回头环顾那些已经得胜的那些胜者，回头来看看我们自己，检点自己。
Looking at Jesus Christ.
然后我们定睛在主耶稣身上。
Let us run the race with patience.
让我们以信心、以耐心来跑这个生命的赛跑。
I want to encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, run the race patiently, looking unto Jesus Christ.
我这里鼓励大家，鼓励弟兄姐妹们，跑这个生命的赛跑，用你的信心，用你的耐力，定睛在主耶稣基督身上，一起来参与这个赛跑。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.We thank you for your word.
我们在天的父，感谢你给我们的话语。
Thank you for this local assembly.
感谢你，我们今天的在这个地方的会众。
Thank you for this church you have kept as a testimony in Ann Arbor among this community.
感谢你把这个教会放在 Ann Arbor 这个地方，成为这里的一个见证。
Bless each one of them.
请你保守每一个人
Bless every family,
保守每一个家庭
that as they run this race, they may continue to look unto thee, O God.
当他们在跑这个生命的赛跑过程中，他们能定睛在你的身上。
There are going to be problems.
他们会遇到很多的问题。
There are many who are struggling.
很多人可能正在挣扎中。
But Lord, you are the Lord who can help us.
但是神啊，你是那位可以帮助我们的神。
You are the Lord who can encourage us.
你是那位鼓励我们的神。
Please encourage them.
请你鼓励他们。
Please strengthen them. Meet their needs.
请你鼓励他们，满足他们的需要。
If anyone here.Who is not in the race? Who does not know Jesus as their personal Savior?
如果今天会众中那些还没有接受主耶稣成为生命的救主，还没有加入这个赛跑
，I plead, O God, may Thou be pleased to touch them today through Your Word.
我向神祷告，神啊，求你用你的话语，能够感动他们的心。
As we go from this place, send each one of us with Your blessings.
当我们离开这个地方，请你。请你祝福我们每一个人。
In Jesus' precious name.
因耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.